This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome. Last hour of the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com. You can't find us anymore on YouTube or on Facebook, but you can find us on Periscope and Infowars.com. And there's the app, the ever-popular app now, on the Android and Apple Store. I am Ollie Alexander. I will be guest hosting, and we're going to do a deep dive into the Mueller probe. I'm actually going to explain how the Mueller mandate has turned into malicious prosecution. We're going to have a good friend of mine, Ron Coleman. He is the constitutional lawyer who took the Asian band, the Asian rock band, the Slants, all the way to the Supreme Court and won on the issue of free speech. We're going to ask Ron, is my gut right? Is Mueller violating the civil rights of 65 million plus Americans? Or is this a conspiracy theory, as our critics will say? And then, you know, it's been a while since we've taken calls. You know, it's always an honor to fill this slot for Alex and his team. And now I've got my team, Cole and Jesse. And so I think that what we'll do is we'll take calls for the second half, the last half of this hour. And I can't wait to talk to y'all about anything that you want to talk about. So we'll be giving that number here shortly. And I want you guys to call in early if you want to reserve your spot, because as we know, whenever Ollie Alexander's on, there's a lot of callers. So let's jump right into it. I want the InfoWars team to first play a video. This is, I call it a memo to the president. The White House is very familiar with my work. I work with them on a number of issues like Silicon Valley censorship. But this video, I don't normally do videos like this, but I put this video out on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. And we're going to play this two-minute video of why, you know, what I think, what are three steps the president can take right now. So let's roll that.
Mr. President, as one of your supporters who asked for an outside investigation to be given time so that we could root out those who interfered with the 2016 election, I'm disappointed to report I'm dead wrong. Whereas we were supposed to have a counterintelligence investigation that turned independent, now we have a fishing expedition that seeks to accomplish what looks like two goals. First, trump up charges against your supporters, and two, more legitimize a flimsy case for impeachment against the duly elected president, yourself. Mr. President, these are the three steps that you can take immediately to ensure our national sovereignty. First, pardon General Flynn. Secondly, once Paul Manafort has been sentenced, commute that sentence. Third, establish a war room and now bring the Mueller investigation back inside the DOJ, where it is traditionally housed, and it can be held accountable to Congress and we the people. After all, Mr. President, you and the Attorney General are no longer implicated with any ties to Russia. There's no question. You two officials must unrecuse yourselves and bring the Mueller investigation back inside the DOJ.
Look, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Pardon General Flynn. He was pursued maliciously. They found charges that had nothing to do with the Russian investigation, nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with civil rights abuses or nefarious deeds. You know, he didn't report something, and he's alleged to have lied, and it looks like it was actually entrapment. And if it was entrapment, then Jeff Sessions needs to absolutely prosecute those people in the DOJ like Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok, and other people who entrapped General Flynn. But I want General Flynn pardoned. I want Paul Manafort, who did, you know, violate the law, absolutely. I want him commuted. And then I want Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump to get before the nation on a 9 p.m. address and say, you know, James Comey and Bob Mueller have told us that we are no longer subjects of this investigation. As such, and your duly elected representatives, we're bringing this investigation back in-house. Thank you, Bob Mueller, for doing your job. Thank you so much. I think that that's what the president needs to do. I think that you all on Facebook, on YouTube, on Periscope, on Twitter, need to share this message. It's so important that we show the president that we're behind him. It's not going to hurt midterm turnout, that we want our duly elected constitutional republic back. Absolutely. When we come back after the break, we're going to read the Rosenstein memo to Mueller. What is Mueller's mandate? And was it always baked into the cake? We'll be back right after this sponsored ad.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am the guest for the rest of this hour, Ali Alexander. You can find me at twitter.com/ALI, on Patreon, YouTube, Facebook, all of them. But who knows? You know, it's said that once you appear on InfoWars enough, you get banned from social media. So maybe they'll take me out. You know, they don't like black conservatives. They don't like black conservatives with Arab-sounding names. And they don't like articulate black conservatives with Arab names. I think we just hit the trifecta, and we're going to get banned from social media. But going back to Mueller, look, it is my – I wanted the president to give Bob Mueller and the DOJ an opportunity to do whatever they needed to do, assuming that it would not interfere with the next election. But guess what? Labor Day – which happens to me, my birthday is going to be the kickoff for campaign season. And if Mueller is still conducting his investigation, it hangs over the head of the Republican Party this false meme from cable news that we colluded with Russia to steal the election. Now, mind you, the intelligence community has said that the outcome of the election would not have changed with or without minor interference from several state parties, but all the attention is on Russia. So we know that this didn't change the outcome. But Bob Mueller's investigation could hurt Republican turnout. Principally, it could hurt the Republican suburb soft conservative turnout. What I want to go to is the memo. This memo from Rosenstein to Mueller, which establishes, I call it the Mueller mandate, kind of bakes into it that I was always wrong, that I never should have given Bob Mueller an opportunity, that Donald Trump's first instincts were correct. So let's throw that document up on the air for the viewers to read with us. I'm going to read a very crucial section of this document, okay? So this is subpoint B. This is this is Rod Rosenstein writing this. He's the acting attorney general because Jeff Sessions had recused himself, and he's number two. It says, the special counsel is authorized to conduct the investigation confirmed by then-FBI Director James B. Comey in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence on March 20th, 2017, including, and here are the three subpoints. These are very, very crucial. This is the one everyone knows about. One, any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. So not everybody, not the Hillary campaign, not the NRA, not anybody else, just the Donald Trump campaign. Now, this seems reasonable. The second point is the point that was baked corruption into the cake. Two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation. Wow. And we're going to talk with Ron, the constitutional lawyer, of how open of a field that is. And then lastly, any matters within the scope of 28 CFR, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here, think about this. What happens, I'm going to take you back to the OJ trial, okay? I don't want to date myself. I'm not that old. I watched it in elementary. But essentially, look, you polled whites and they said OJ was guilty. You polled blacks and they said OJ was innocent. It actually turns out, if you believe in the rule of law, if you believe we have a legal system and not a justice system, then the blacks were right. OJ was not guilty because the police there acted as a thug unit instead of law enforcers. And when they collected evidence, they collected it improperly. Some would go further and say that they actually planted some of that evidence. And OJ got off because there wasn't enough evidence to convict him beyond a reasonable doubt. So now imagine you go into the OJ trial with this mandate, the Mueller mandate. It says, well, we're going to investigate OJ Simpson for this crime. But if we find anything else, it's going to be admissible and we'll prosecute them. We live in an over-criminalized country. Of course, not everyone dots their I's and crosses their T's. This is why intent matters. And it's absolutely, lawyers get disbarred all the time for malicious prosecution. I want people to Google this term. This isn't a term that we're making up here on InfoWars. This isn't a conspiracy term. This is a tenet inside of common law, inside of the American legal system that says if a prosecutor turns into a thug, we're going to let the guilty off because it is better to live in a world where innocent people aren't prosecuted if we are letting one or two guilty people off. That's the world that we have chosen to construct. That is the legal system we have chosen to corrupt. So it's always been baked into it. Think about it. There aren't collusion charges or meddling charges or criminal conspiracy charges or sedition charges or treason charges against Manafort, Papadopoulos, Flynn, or even Cohen, this stupid lawyer, this really, really stupid lawyer. If Donald Trump is guilty of anything, it's valuing loyalty over competence, and it's being a little bit of a cheapskate, you know? And so I think that the Mueller mandate has always had baked into it. We're about to bring my friend Ron on a little bit early. But I think that the Mueller mandate has always led to malicious – well, it was always going to lead to malicious prosecution. And I was not wise enough to see this last year. But I will tell you, you know, Donald Trump was furious Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve when it became apparent that Bob Mueller, who otherwise has conducted himself as a patriot, others would argue. Some would say, well, you got to look at Boston. You got to look at 9/11. You know, the guy doesn't have a stellar record, but the guy has done things that have benefited our country. But it looks like now he hopes to tip the scale. You know, it's the only good cop in town syndrome. Well, what I got to do is punish the Republicans to add balance back into it. And let instead of you, the people, we, the people choosing. So let's bring on my friend Ron Coleman. Ron Coleman is a constitutional lawyer. He has been there for bloggers, conservatives. He has been there for the Asian rock band, The Slants. He has won time and time again. Ron, how are you doing this Monday?
Pretty good, thanks, Ali. How are you?
You know, I'm excited to be doing InfoWars again. You know, we're not supposed to touch this third rail. So I thought, you know, I'm going to bring my friend Ron down with me. We're all going to suffer together. So I'm really excited.
You know, if we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. So we may as well get together now.
Yeah, and you know what, Ron, you know, I really want to talk about this Mueller stuff, but free association is important, not, in my opinion, not just in, okay, well, I don't believe Alex Jones should be banned, but what if Alex and I agree on something? Why should we not, in that limited context, be able to share a stage, to share a platform? You know, why are we living this schizophrenic ADHD culture where, you know, you appearing with me means you endorse all of my views?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost impossible to live that way, certainly in terms of the, you know, you have all this nonsense with people wanting to boycott this person because they're an advertiser or they refuse to not be an advertiser. The world is immensely interconnected and complex today, and the suggestion that everyone who does anything in cooperation with anyone else must be endorsing everything about that person is merely branding. It's manipulation. No one really believes it. And what's happening is that everyone who is playing that game is finding themselves very quickly to get bitten in the rear end by it. It's an impossible way to go. And on the internet,
you're absolutely right.
You know, and it's transparent. I mean, you can see. But I'm saying who people are is transparent, and people form coalitions. And in a time when you know you have this everything happening, communications and memes and concepts and threads occurring in real time constantly. Coalitions build and fall apart in real time as well. Nothing wrong with it. But you and I agree on absolutely everything anyway, so no issue.
Yeah, you and I are fine. You and I are fine. You know, but who knows? Maybe we'll get kicked off social media. You know, we've got a minute and 10 before we reach the break. So what I want people to do is, Ron, you have been in the trenches of the free speech fight and of the right of center fight, you know, for decades. So brag on yourself a little bit so I don't have to, because I can do it privately. But here we are. We got a couple million listeners. Ron, who is Ron Coleman, and why did I bring him on to talk about civil rights?
Well, I'm really a commercial litigator. Most of my work is really very ordinary. You see, look, stacks of papers, discovery disputes, trademark cases. But I've been involved on the rights of online free speech. It started out with defending bloggers against stakeholders like the New York Times, who are trying to shut them down. You got on the screen there my Likelihood of Confusion blog, which is about trademark and intellectual property use on the internet and free speech. I've gotten involved in a lot of stuff. I ended up among those stuffs that I was involved in was the slants.
Pause there. After this break, we're going to talk about the slants. We're going to talk about civil rights. We're going to talk about what you've done. You blogged yourself. I can't wait. After the break, we got Ron Coleman to talk about the Mueller investigation and civil rights.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I hope you're having a productive, happy, and successful Monday. This is Ollie Alexander. I'm filling in for Alex Jones during this last hour. We can't wait to take your calls. So here's the number that you want to write down. Let me make sure that I have this number correct. 877-789-2539. That number again, if you want to call during that, we're going to do a half hour of calls, and I'm actually going to keep Ron on with me, and we'll answer any calls that you have about America's growing civil strife, the Mueller investigation, civil rights, the Cohen stuff, the Manafort stuff. So that number again is 877-289-ALEX, so 2539, and you guys can sit on hold until we take your calls here at the half hour mark. But for the next 8 minutes, I'm going to talk again to my friend Ron Coleman, the successful constitutional lawyer behind The Slant, also does a lot of corporate litigation.
Is it litigation, trademark litigation, internet-related, technology-related?
All the cool stuff. So, Ron, I was for the Mueller investigation because I wanted this country to come together, even at the expense of the party's favorability rating. You know, I'm a Republican. And I thought, okay, well, it's going to extend this false rumor that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia, but we would get over it by the midterms. And all of my conspiracy nut friends were like, no, 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 this is a bad thing. They're looking more correct than incorrect now. Would you define for the, you know, I want to get your opinion on the Mueller investigation, but as a lawyer, because I'm not one, my mother is, but I'm not a lawyer. What is malicious prosecution? What is the Bar Association, and what standards are lawyers and members of the court held to?
Oh, gosh. Any one of those would be more than adequate for an 8 minutes long answer. I mean, malicious prosecution is really a tort concept. Mm-hmm. It is something that you may as well forget about. It's not an issue. I mean, to the extent that you're using it as a way to stand in for, can I go after prosecutors for unfairly, wrongly, fraudulently, frivolously prosecuting me, the answer is it's virtually impossible. The extent to which the courts have stood by the concept of prosecutorial discretion and beyond mm-hmm. that, absolute non-liability for anyone from investigators through prosecutors, through, of course, judges, that's not going anywhere. That's not going to change. The best a citizen can hope for, or in the case of the President Trump or anyone else who's in the crosshairs of a coordinated, multifaceted political hit investigation like this can hope for, is for it to be over and to, you know, right. I mean, basically consider the Ken Starr investigation. And I think that's what everybody had in mind who said, you know, look what happened there. It didn't end up going so great for the Republicans.
Yeah.
It didn't really end up doing Bill Clinton any favors, but it was an out of control situation. I mean, the sort of broad discretion that's given to special prosecutors, it's problematic for a lot of reasons, and you know we're seeing what a lot of them are here. I mean, I don't. You have people on all the time. You don't have to be a lawyer to see what the problems are. Certainly from the point of view, you asked me about bar associations. I mean, what you were basically referring to is what are the ethical obligations of an attorney with respect to, especially a prosecuting attorney. And there are special canons that govern govern the obligations and the duties of a prosecuting attorney, whether it's for a state, a county, well, state and the counties are essentially the same level of jurisdiction, or a federal prosecutor. And ask anyone who practices criminal law, which I don't, but not too many of them are particularly comforted by the existence of these canons. They are. It's extremely unusual for prosecutors to even be disciplined, much less held responsible either on civil or criminal law for misconduct as a prosecutor.
Yeah, and I want to translate this for the viewers. What Ron is essentially saying is, like, you know, Ali, your principles behind, you know, believing that these people have been targeted for political persecution and malicious persecution may be valid in some spirit of the law, but in any sense, we're never going to get this prosecuted. And he's absolutely right. We have a political problem right now, and this is why we have elected officials. The president or Jeff Sessions have to step in because we need broad judicial reform. When a prosecutor, you know, this, the black community has the same argument for police who end up not getting charged. You know, first they have to fight for an investigation. So black people get in the streets, rightfully so, I believe, to get an investigation started, to get charges brought against police officers who shoot people, and then let a jury decide. I think that that's what makes the legal system great. If a jury wants to convict a cop, then let them. If they want to let a cop off, then don't. But for the sake of the broader system, for the sake that we're not having the haves and the have-nots, you know, some badge makes you, you know, it gives you the ability to form some legalized gang, I think is very dangerous for the system. But I think you're right. You know, politically speaking, that's the only route is Jeff Sessions has to step in and say, you know, I'm not the target of this investigation. I've clearly demonstrated that I'm not on the president's side. The rule of law is being threatened. And I'm under, you know, can someone unrecuse themselves?
I would think that a person could, especially when in the case of the attorney general, he recused himself in connection with a specific question, a specific investigation that was resolved. But as you point out, Ali, it's really a political question. It's not a constitutional or even, strictly speaking, a legal question. And I think that both President Trump and the attorney general at this point can see themselves quite understandably as hemmed in politically. There is this, I mean, gosh, you know, you're too young to remember it, but I was a kid myself during Watergate. The sense that Nixon had crossed a Rubicon when he fired Archibald Cox has had this really, you know, there's this cultural resonance about Watergate, which is, you know, preposterous because it's used so casually and so recklessly. But there is this sense
almost like
that
it's a legal standard, almost like it's a legal precedent that you know, you can't fire the attorney general or you can't talk to anyone in the DOJ because they're independent. It's like, well, the Constitution puts this in the executive branch.
Well, I mean, it's amazing how much, and the people with blue checks, you know, and not just like, but people who really you'd think know better and don't seem to have the basic civics, that against civics, I think, isn't really taught in high schools anymore, but basic concepts about the branches of government and who has responsibility for what. And on the other side of the scale, people have to recognize that impeachment is also is a political process. So if, you know, we can fight all day about what constitute high crimes and misdemeanors, we can also be confident the Supreme Court will not decide that for us. It will be decided by the House and the Senate if it ever gets to that point with regard to any president. So that is, the president, in theory, and certainly technically speaking as a constitutional legal matter, can manage this process as a political matter. It's almost impossible to manage it once it gets started. But, you know, he really had a Hobson choice. If he didn't appoint a special prosecutor, then he would have been accused of hiding something. And that would seem the Southern District of New York seems to be acting like it. You see, anyway, so listen.
Yeah. Well, right after the break, we're going to take your calls, 877-789-2539. Ron and I are going to be on the line to take any of your calls about the civil strife and the Mueller investigation. You're listening to
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. We're in the last half hour of the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars.com. My friend, a great lawyer, Ron Coleman, is on with me, and I'm Ollie Alexander. You can find us both on Twitter. You can find me by Ollie. You can't find Ron by Ron, but you can find him at Ron Coleman. And it's a great follow because Ron's not just a lawyer. He's not just a lawyer who defends bloggers. He's also a lawyer who has blogged. And we're going to be answering your questions for the next half hour. Does that sound fun, Ron?
Yes, it's a lot more fun than work. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, I bet your partners are like, what are you doing? Let's do James from North Carolina. James from North Carolina saw a tweet that he liked, and he wants to talk about it. James, what's up? What's the tweet?
It's the one you said, as of August 21, 2018, everyone needs Bitcoin, pistol, ammo, gas, reliable food, water, bulk up and stretch, fatty don't run well, and read philosophy in a Bible for the choices we're going to have to be making. And the Twitter censorship, they're taking away our free speech. They're silencing our free speech. To that, we need to protest peacefully. Go to Twitter, social media headquarters, get megaphones, and tell them we're not going to be censored and silenced. But then they're going beyond taking away our free speech, and they're trying to take away our right to choose our own leader. And they're taking away, they're revoking our vote because we took a revolution in 2016. We revoked corrupt politicians like Hillary Clinton, and we said we need somebody that's going to fix this country and put these corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. And then we had this corrupt coup where it was a seditious conspiracy to overthrow him. So what's going to happen if they move forward on Trump? There's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a bloody revolution, and they're all going to pay.
Which we want to avoid. I mean, we all lose. Let me interrupt you, James. Thanks for calling in, James. I think we all lose in a civil war. I think that people who believe in the principles of free speech, in chilling censorship, in wanting prosecutors that go after people for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons and turn it into a fishing expedition, want peace. We want to avoid that stuff. But there's nothing wrong with preparing for worst case outcomes. You know, Ron, you know, you're a man of the times and a well-read man, so a man of all time. You know, what are you – I mean, haven't you seen kind of the texture of America change for the worse? And what is up with the media calling the right violent when it's Antifa out here? They're the ones shooting Steve Scalise. They're the ones in these bullying gangs. They're the people who are violent. Even the shooter – yesterday was a Trump hater who lost a video game and went on a shooting spree. Like, I'm very, very concerned that real reality and the reality that we see on mainstream media is not real. And I'm scared that we're moving closer and closer to a civil war.
Well, you know, Ali, it's not just the media. The public sense of the factual world in which we live in, the empirical universe, in fact, has really become siloed into areas where there's virtually no agreement over some of the things that everyone took for granted once. The scientific method, the number of genders or sexes of human beings, what words mean, what the roles of what judges are as opposed to what the roles of legislatures are. You have police departments that have acculturated themselves to not enforcing the law in some of the most violent situations where, I mean, what's the fundamental premise of any civilization is that you start out being able to expect physical safety. You give up a certain amount of liberty for a modicum of physical safety. And, you know, we have major metropolitan police departments that are absolutely announcing that they're not part of that deal anymore. They're going to retain the liberty that you've given up. In other words, their portion of your liberty, but not protect you. We're dealing in a world where people don't even understand, a world that people don't even understand in ways that are so fundamental. And you say, boy, you know, Ron, I don't want to put it in those words, but what you're saying is, Ron, you're an old guy. We don't have too many old bull guys, you know, on InfoWars. Yeah, and let me tell you, you don't have to go back to when I was a kid. I think we're both old enough to know that things have really run off the rails over the last several years.
Yeah.
I have argued several times via Twitter that I really believe a decision was made, again, not sitting in a conference room around at the table, but that collectively speaking in terms of consciousness and in terms of preparation, a decision was made by certain very important and powerful elite groups that several things that happened 10, 15 years ago were never going to happen again. Clinton's humiliation, where the press went after a Democrat, a popular Democrat, a Democrat that I voted for. He was seen as a centrist and someone actually who had, you know, offered something different. That was
in the wake
happen.
Of HW's lies, too, in the wake of HW lying to the right.
That's right. Exactly. Well, precisely. And that was what drove me in that direction. A decision was made we don't go after no more enemies to the left. We will not go after we the press will not go after Democrat leaders. And secondly, a decision was made. We're not losing another election. And a lot of stuff is coming up now about the absolutely mortifying lack of respect for the rule of law that took place in the previous administration was part of the emplacement of systems and personnel and policies and approaches to managing the government that was proprietary in the sense that Democrats own the government now.
Yep.
We can't win elections anymore, so we're going to depend on non-elected institutions, you know, parts of government that are not elected. Judges.
We have to really think about it. Academia is 90-something percent Democrat versus Republican when you compare their donations, their federal.
Well, that's good. All smart people are liberals. Ollie, come on, that's you've seen those studies, right? Come on.
Right. And then it's not just academia, but then it's media, and then what you're talking about is exactly what I was talking to my intern about last night, and that's that government workers, these bureaucrats, these people who are in government now, it's a culture of left, and it's not liberalism or progressivism per se. It's not a philosophy that they're touting. It's our team wins. The other team is only allowed to win, you know, on a very limited basis, congressional, but certainly not the White House. And they're certainly not allowed to govern any of the agencies. And this is why you've seen these holdovers do absolutely maddening stuff. The Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration, not Sally Yates. And you didn't have a media to say, oh, wait, the whole reason she protested and resigned was wrong. She was wrong. The state of Washington was wrong. The state of Hawaii was wrong. Legally speaking, she was unqualified to make the decision she made.
There's no accountability. It's impossible to fire almost any government worker, certainly a federal employee. I can't even at this point, it seems that every extreme has already been breached, so I don't even know what it would look like in order to actually. I mean, think of the people who are on this in the Department of Justice, still collecting salaries. It's unbelievable. And then you mentioned academia. I don't think there's any single, you know. And I spent 7 years in higher education. I don't think there's anything worse right now than what's going on in the universities.
Mm-hmm.
It is by far. I mean, the ability to the critical thinking is it. And the ideal of you know, radical chic. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Ali. I think, you know, I hope this isn't the last episode of this program that you know, that's ever aired, but I wouldn't be shocked if it were.
I wouldn't either. The hour is 11:56, and I'm really scared of the run-up to the midterms, and I'm even more scared for the result. And it's not about my party winning or losing. It's we are fundamentally approaching a couple of scenarios, you know, where the House Democrats now are locked into impeachment and Senate hearings are really quick, so you have half the country that feels deprived of the rule of law, or we go before the Supreme Court to rule whether or not you can indict a sitting president or not. I don't know. Things are getting really scary. After the break, we're going to bring on Billy to talk about Twitter and shadow banning. I know that Ron has a lot of views on this matter, too. So right after the break, we will get to Twitter, shadow banning, speech, civil strife. You're listening to InfoWars.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. It's Monday, but boy, it feels like hump day. It feels like Wednesday. So much high energy here on Infowars.com, and I'm joined by my high energy lawyer, Ron Coleman, and we're taking some questions. We're going to talk about an issue that we both are passionate about. We're both passionate about speech in general, both free speech on the governmental and legal end, and speech as it relates to, you know, corporations and practicality. So let's talk to Billy in Florida. Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Thank you for taking my call. You know, one of the issues that I feel the most strongly about is the shadow ban campaign that's affected people that use Twitter like myself. I use the Twitter handle Red River Report, and I'm a very big pro-Trump supporter, and I believe in the freedom of speech that our forefathers gifted us with in this nation. The way I see it is that by shadow banning the people that elected Donald Trump, they are effectively, they're striking us right in the stomach against our ability to propagate our message against for pro-life, for border security, for the wall, for everything that we stand for. They are one shot striking us all down. I'm talking millions have been affected by this. They're blanket silencing us. And if the president doesn't make this his campaign focus moving into the elections, I'm afraid we're going to be just forgotten and lost because we effectively can't even communicate back and defend ourselves. We have been silenced. So what is the way forward to reach the president to let him know that Americans, like your voters, we need your help on this. So we can't fight back. I have 9,000 followers, and I'm only getting around 40 interactions per tweet.
So, Ron, what do you think? Because, I mean, there is – what's interesting is I predicted this. I predicted that it would be less about the constitutional argument for free speech and more about, you know, social, cultural, and corporate speech. What do you think – you know, the movement as a whole is moving towards regulation. It is. I am. I know I have. And I was very reluctant, you know, a year ago, even several months ago. And now I'm like, you know – this is the world that we live in, and I don't think I'm changing my principles. What would you say to conservatives out there and this administration?
Well, I mean, I think content regulation is a non-starter. In fact, some people have suggested that the whole thing, the big conspiracy to, you know, shadow banning and everything, is actually part of a left-wing plot to get the right wing to be in favor of government censorship or government regulation of content. Then the people who really know how to take over government come in and shut us down once and for all. I think that's a little bit out there. But I do think there are two approaches that are not getting the kind of attention from the White House that I would like to think they were, which is a very polite way of saying they're being ignored as far as I can tell. one is, and you and I have discussed this going back to the period of the Gab litigation. I don't understand why there is no serious talk about at least looking at platforms like Twitter and resources like Google from a monopoly perspective. And I know that we've come a very long way in terms of the development of antitrust law, but either it's on the books or it's not. And if it is, we should be looking. There are very respected academic voices who think that from a monopoly and anti-competitiveness point of view, and if you take a look at the sort of things that are going on, the extent to which Google acquires potentially competitive technology, and relationship among these platforms, someone should be taking a look at it. If someone is, it's a secret to me, and it shouldn't be a secret to anyone. Another issue that I'm surprised that the president or his allies have not taken up is that a lot of what we're seeing, even if you want to give the greatest possible benefit of the doubt to the people who run these platforms and who are responsible for the silencing that our caller quite accurately described, giving them the benefit of the doubt to some extent, there's no question that they are responding to legal concerns and legal requirements that have been placed on them by foreign governments.
Yep.
And I have researched this extensively, and it's pretty clear that there is no doctrine right now under First Amendment law that says the First Amendment has anything to say about how a foreign government tells a private actor how to conduct itself. But it's something we should be talking about, because that doesn't have to be the case. If the Europeans can censor American expression, which they can do and are doing.
They are doing, absolutely.
No question about it. Europeans and others around the world, including China, then we as a nation, especially the nation that brought the First Amendment into the world, ought to be thinking about what is the appropriate policy, legal, technological response to that. Regulatory response. That's not happening. And the reason it shouldn't be and can't be. I don't know why the president has been absent on this, but it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, we got to make our voices known on this issue. Ron, I want to thank you for joining me for this past half hour. So where can people find you and your work and, you know, your pithy thoughts?
Well, some are pithier than others. I mean, as you know, I have a blog. It's called likelihoodofconfusion.com. It's mostly of interest to people who are interested in trademarks and branding and copyright. Sometimes people are amused by it, even if they don't follow all the legal issues. But if in doubt, you can default to my Twitter handle, at Ron Coleman, with an E, R-O-N-C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Take it or leave it. Some people like it. Block.
We'll have to come back. Yeah, I was going to say, we have to have you back again, assuming you have that Twitter handle forever. People absolutely need to follow Ron Coleman on Twitter. Thanks for joining me, my friend.
Excellent. Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. There is a caller who's been on the line for a while, so I want to talk about – I thought this would be a good way to kind of end the show. Jacob from Wisconsin wants to talk about the midterms. Jacob, thanks for holding for 32 minutes. You're a trooper.
Ah, thank you very much. You hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Basically, I think you guys hit it right on the nail on the head. From Sessions and Trump, from a constitutional perspective, basically are impeded, really, with the... They could theoretically fire everyone if they wanted to, but I think the midterms are very, very important for this this year. It's kind of like a battle of dreams. Like, we have one dream where we want to respect the Constitution, the Republic, and we want to uphold the rule of law. And, and if we lose the midterms, then that might be trumpet on. And also, they've kind of overreached this year, I feel like. They've been censoring everyone with their shadow banning and now completely banning InfoWars. And I think they're just really exposed right now because, you know, we got the defamation lawsuits and antitrust laws coming in. And I think they're really betting on winning these midterms, for any means. So I'd like your opinions on that.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. If the people do not understand how close we are. I say it's 11:56, you know, on the doomsday clock, is if the Democrats win the House, they have to impeach Trump now, because Michael Cohen has asserted that there was criminal conspiracy. So it's no longer a policy debate. We don't like Trump because of XYZ. They are alleging that he committed criminal conspiracy. Okay, so this will lead to an impeachment. Mitch McConnell, which he'll keep the Senate, the Republicans will keep the Senate, aren't going to let that last. So that provides two parallel realities for Republicans and Democrats that's more stark than it is now. Worse, Silicon Valley has put itself in an all-in position. They are ready for regulation. If we push back against them, they're ready for it. They'll accept it. It's no spilled milk. But if Democrats win and regulation cannot make it through Congress because two different parties have two different chambers, then Silicon Valley will be able to determine the 2020 election. And we cannot allow this. People, this is all a political problem right now. There is a famous Prussian military theorist who said politics is war by other means. And I think we really need to study this. We really need to understand that, you know, economics is the transfer of goods. Well, that's only ever happened through conflict and force, or people engaging in a relationship as either equals or acknowledged some mutual benefit relationship. It's called the social contract. That's what Ron Coleman was talking about, is you give up a little liberty for the guarantee of a modicum of safety. But now when you have police departments that won't arrest Antifa, prosecutors who won't prosecute Antifa, we have now given up our liberty and we have not gotten that security back. Worse, they tell us they need more of our liberties. So the doomsday clock is 11:56. You're watching InfoWars.com because y'all understand that. The reason why Alex has so many people standing with him, people like myself coming on here, is because we have to protect those first principles. Freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of thought, the social contract, peaceful governing, you know, and being against malicious prosecution and for the more civilized version that we've constructed as Americans and we've exported around the world. It's always an honor. It's always a pleasure. Visit the InfoWarsStore.com to support this network. And as always, I'm Ali Alexander. You can find me at Twitter.com/Ali. And it's been a pleasure to fill in for this hour.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.